Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Yes, Tom, thank you. That was a very good timing. James Riley has joined us on the boundary line here. He's in his familiar shorts. I've always found that, James. The other assistant coaches run out in their full regalia. You're always out with their shorts, with your shorts on, and then you go and get changed. Is that a superstition now?
No, it's just what the forwards, they're a needy bunch, and they need me running around with them and tackling them and throwing the ball into them. So I'd rather do that in shorts than chinos.
Fair enough. It's been a while since we've been back at the G. It's probably good to get acquainted just before the finals.
Yeah, no, we were wrapped when we saw that in the fixture, so it's great to be back at the G, and we've been playing pretty good footy here. We think our brand stands up here, and we're looking forward to a good game.
James Riley, Tom King, Ben Casnelli and Reg Tui talking to you. Just an update on Mark O'Connor. It was a very, I suppose, not drilled down leg injury that we were given. Can you just give us a bit more background if you can?
I don't know as much, but I know he's very close, and obviously he could have played if we needed him to, but I think just to give him that week, and now he's got 2 weeks off to get it right. So I actually don't know much about it, to be honest, but I know he's not playing.
We've spoken to your coach about this a bit during his media conferences, but you're in rude health, aren't you? You know, with only Toby Conway on your injury list and now Mark O'Connor, but as you said, probably could have played at a pinch if, you know, I'd say we're in a big game or a final. It's unbelievable to have that sort of selection headache at this time of the year.
Yeah, we just had match committee. It was really, it was great to give Jed Buse, especially with the teams we could be playing in the finals, to give him an opportunity to play because we might need him. But I think Scotty mentioned, obviously Mitch Nevitt, Clarkey, you've got George Stevens. There's a lot of guys there that could definitely put their hand up.
You've obviously got Mitch Nevitt as your sub today. Do you use the sub as a bit of a management tool, depending on how the game plays out for one of the older boys?
Yeah, a little bit. We have done that the last couple of weeks for some guys that probably needed it, and hopefully we can do that. And we're all healthy. But Mitch is just—he can play anywhere, which is great. We've played him on the wing. He's on ball, and he can obviously take a grab, which we've used him forward at times as well.
James, it's Ben Casnelli. Thanks for joining us. Shannon Neal out today. Not ideal, obviously. Young player, you'd love to have him out there. I mean, there's some chance, you know, hypotheticals, but, you know, if you obviously win today and then no one plays next week, one game, if you won that qualifying final, he doesn't get a lot of footy in the space of 5 weeks.
No, he doesn't. And he likes continuity, Shannon, to be honest, so it is a little bit disappointing, but it allows us to go to work. So we've had working Scotty Thompson over a little bit, which gives me a bit of a rest. He's coming into training every session and working Shannon over and working on his contested marking and things like that. So he's got 2 full weeks now to keep honing his craft, and he's a very, very important player to us, so he'll be straight back in the team.
Last week, and it's been the case across the last month, just the mindset of the group. I mean, last week was really a professional performance to concede a 4-goal head start and then win comfortably. Today, you'd love to see a clinical sort of effort from the boys, as has been the case the last sort of month.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we were a bit disappointed with our start, but then after that, the way we played and the things we put into place worked really well. And, yeah, you're right, as the game went on, we sort of controlled things and played our brand, which was fitting. And Richmond can be a real threat. If you look at them on paper, they've got a very, very experienced midfield. It can be very dangerous. So, hopefully get a good game out of it.
James, 150 for Tommy Atkins. You just talk a little bit about Tom?
Yeah, Tom obviously played through our VFL, and even just 1 year, the coaches were pretty keen to put him on our list, and it didn't happen. I just remember the way he took that when we decided not to draft him, and then he just went back and put his head down and then put another strong performance in the VFL, and then we drafted him the year after. And that's sort of been Tom his whole career. He puts his head down, he plays a team role, and the boys just love playing with him.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, speaking with Cats assistant coach James Riley. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road, Grovedale. He's Reg Tui on K-Rock Footy.
Hey, Rouse, thanks again for your time. Can you give us a little insight into how you tackle the week off into a big final? Not sure just yet who you're going to be playing, but it's obviously going to be a pretty handy side. How much do you tweak what you're doing to fit the opposition, and how much of it is just focusing in on strengths?
Yeah, it's a real balance, isn't it? I think we'll definitely focus on our strengths, and just that balance between giving the boys a little bit of time off, but then obviously when they come back and raring to go, we'll probably, first part of it won't be too much about the opposition. It'll be just making sure we're training at the standard we need to and getting the break, and then lock straight in and have a normal week. week into the final.
Rails, obviously it wasn't a like-for-like with Shannon coming out, unless you're trying to turn Jed Buse late in his career into a high-marking forward. How does the balance of the forward line look without Shannon in it today?
I know. Scotty's the backline coach still, isn't he? Just let's favour the back line. Reg knows that. No, we'll structure. Obviously, Blitz has been playing a lot more forward. We've been rotating Reece forward as well a bit, and he'll have to give us a target. Obviously, Paddy's in there, who basically plays as a key. He's definitely not a running forward anyway, and Jeremy. So we've still got some talls. They're obviously very tall, so bringing the ball to ground is going to be crucial, but it's also a byproduct how we move the ball up the ground. So hopefully we can get it in quick to our smalls.
We love father sons, Rails. We know, unfortunately, that Van will fall short because I think you finished in the 90s in terms of games, but how's he tracking in the young fella? We talked about him earlier. He's been at the Falcons, bit of ones footy at Torquay. Where's he having a kick this weekend?
He's actually been crook. He's had influenza B and then he's had gastro. So he actually came and played a little bit of under-18s today with Torquay, which is great because actually these kids that play Falcons and seniors, they don't get to play with their mates very often. So it was great for him to go back today and had a kick with them. And it might be his last game with his mates, I'm not sure. But he's played in the Falcons. He's been okay there, but probably really loved the seniors. Loved Torquay seniors and having a run around there with the big boys. They look after him, so it's good.
Do you want to know how Torquay are going in that qualifying final?
Yes, I would actually.
Right. Around the grounds for Leopold Sporties. They've put some hurt on Queenscliff. It's 69-15.
Oh, that's good. That's good. They've obviously learned from the game the other week.
Yeah, lost to them by 8 points. And,
don't worry about the son, King. You worry about the daughter. It's Darren sort of Jarman style last week.
Really? Go on, Benny.
we're sort of involved in the Bogan Catholics, I am, much to my...
St. Mary's.
Yeah, we're St. Mary's. You don't really like them, but we're there. And she was on fire.
Yeah,
silky smooth, sort of half forward, blonde shock of hair. She'll be sort of getting votes in the best and fairest.
Yeah, she's Ollie Dempsey type, I think.
Goes all right, Riles.
Yeah, she can. Oh, she can run, so that helps.
What's that? Under 14, under 15s?
Yeah, but she's bottom age. She's got a little bit to go, but
bottom age.
Yeah, she's only 12.
Right.
So in 6 years' time, we'll see her in the hoops.
I'll have a good chat to my junior when she gets home. She can get a kick.
Riles, appreciate your time. Go and enjoy the warm-up and then get those strides on when it gets a little bit cooler later.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
James Riles. Strides on?
He's got the shorts on.
I've heard them called strides in a while.
The old Murray Reds. K-Rock Football.
The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.